He was one of the nation's first multi-sport stars, but you know him for football and the movie that helped tell his story. Today's American Countryside brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. George Gipp was born in 1895 and attended school and played sports in Calumet, Michigan. Bob Urkula shares the story from Gipp's hometown.
He never graduated from Calumet High School. Today, you can't get into a school like Notre Dame or most colleges unless you graduate from high school and you have the grades to get in. He not only didn't have the grades, he didn't even have a diploma.
It's hard to imagine entering Notre Dame without finishing high school. George was already 22 years old when he considered going to South Bend.
And that wasn't totally unusual in those days. It was not unusual. So he was out a few years. He worked a little bit here and there, played sports at home.
Gipper's recruited to play baseball for the Irish. One day, a football from an adjacent field landed on the ball diamond, and George picked it up and kicked it back over to the football team. Coach Newt Rockney saw the kick and walked over to George.
He said, where are you from, son? He said, Calumet, Michigan. And he said, what are you doing down here? He said, I'm playing baseball. And, of course, Rockney, in his own mind at the time, was thinking, you're going to be playing football. And that's what happened.
After 4 years of football, Gipp held the college's rushing record and was a national name. But Gipp had a health problem that his local doctor kept nagging him about.
Doc Roach had told him, you know, George, when you come home in the summer, you know, we got to take those tonsils out. You know, he was getting sore throats a lot. So what happened is he just kept putting it off. And every summer he said, come on, George, we got to take care of it. No. He didn't want to miss any baseball.
But those tonsils over time became infected. And without drugs like penicillin, Gipp became gravely ill. We conclude our story about Gipp next time. As we travel the countryside in Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.